This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, people, get involved in the conversation. I mean, it's really that simple. Get involved in the conversation, and don't just take what I say or one of your other favorites, although I can't believe you'd have anybody else that was your favorite, but any of your other favorites. You know, check us out. Make sure that we're giving. Look, we make mistakes too. We get misinformation from you guys. So just make sure that you're giving. You know, that you're checking out what we're saying. We do the best we can. Don't just re-spew what they say. Do a little bit of your own homework. Wouldn't hurt. That way, there it gets into your head. You can always tell people, no, I researched it myself. And make sure that you have the real information. Otherwise, you're no better than they are. You know, we always complain that they don't give out the right facts. They don't tell the truth. So let's not be them. Let's not even be close to like them. Maybe we shouldn't even walk on the same street as them. I'm just kidding. We need to walk on the same street as them so we can get involved and give them some information. Okay, look. It has heated up almost in a quiet way. At one point, all the conservative commentators were screaming about what was happening to them online, and it was being done blatantly in your face with a lot of fanfare. Now there's not so much fanfare, but it's still being done on a regular basis. We're seeing people like, you know, Candace Owens, myself, and others who are having their not just podcasts, but any of their stuff squelched on the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and so on. Alfonso Rachel on, you know, Zoe, that's on with us every Thursday night. He's got 140,000 followers. And he only gets like five people following him or commenting on his stuff or listening or what have you. That's impossible. It's impossible for 100,000 people to decide that they like you, they like your show, and they're going to follow you, but they don't listen, they don't comment, they don't remark. What do you think's happening? And I even hate to give out this fact because some of you are going to go look just for giggles. If you go to YouTube and you try to find my show, you can't find any of the new stuff. Although I only use YouTube as a place to store videos. I don't use it anymore I don't really push it out there, if you would. But the bottom line with it is that, you know, again, we're being squelched every corner, which is why shows like mine, I don't know if some of you know, we're on about 60 stations across the country. You can check us out by heading up to the website, therealside.com, and check out the stations. And it's the only way we're going to be able to get the message out, because from a terrestrial standpoint, from the radio stations and what have you, it's the only way we're going to get our message out. Right? Because we're not going to be able to do it online. That's going to be next to impossible. You know what I'm saying? So until you decide to step up, and some of you that I always have, I won't say arguments with, right? Some of you that I'm dealing with, if you would, I keep trying to explain to you that we don't have the rights that you think we have in these platforms. So you need to back away from them. All right? You know what I'm saying? Don't. Some of you go. I'm sorry. I'm playing daddy for the moment. But some of you go pop onto these things, if you would. And what you do. This is great. So what you do is you pop onto these things. And you. A new platform. And then you give them a link back to your Facebook. You give them a link back to your Twitter. I mean, the whole idea is to take traffic away from them. So they can't benefit by what you're doing or I'm doing or whoever. Right? I mean, you want to, so draw people, find yourself a platform and draw people there. Go look at the other platforms that are out there. You know, we're making some moves here. I'll let you know more about it in the coming days. But even as far as the video goes, or any of those things, you Facebook at one time, they haven't done it in a few days. If they don't like what I'm talking about, they don't like how hard I'm hitting on something. They will, all of a sudden, somehow, the video just stops. I don't know how that happens. I can't imagine they're doing it on purpose. I remember one night railing on the Zuck. For those of you who don't know, you know, Zuckerberg. And he was talking about how he wanted a salary for everybody every week. He wanted everybody to get an equal paycheck every week. Just like his, I guess. I don't know. So I simply said, look, I must have said Zuckerberg too many times like they do with Beetlejuice, right? And I said, look, he could give everybody in this country a paycheck, the kind of paycheck he was talking about, every week for a couple of months out of his cookie jar money. Right? We're not talking about big bucks here. And then all of a sudden my show went gone. We've had three pages pulled down from Facebook. We have had on Twitter. We were 200,000 an hour plus. I know, Tammy always gets mad because I get the numbers wrong, but you get the idea. We went from 200,000 an hour to struggling to get 100. Now, I don't believe it because too many people tell me what they saw and where they saw it, so I don't think the numbers are real. But we have to use those numbers. Commentators like myself, we have to use those numbers to sell our shows, to get money in, to get sponsors. Susan Swift joins me. She's a lawyer, author, actor, and wife. And she, like Candace Owens, myself, and many others, has had her Twitter suspended. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Well, God bless America. We are back. I'm telling you, the NSA is really playing games with us tonight. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. I was telling you in the first segment about how much aggravation we go through, you know, as commentators, as radio people, media people, that kind of stuff. If you're a conservative, if you're a liberal, my God, the gates of the liberal heaven, if you would, open up to allow you in, and you can pretty much get away with anything, almost. But you got to be a liberal. It's the only way it works. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Okay, I am, I'm very happy to have with me, although we're having a few little technical difficulties, but I think you can hear me, right, Susan? Okay, I can hear. No. It's not you. It's me. I'm telling you. This is. I hate this stuff. I can't hear you, though. You have no. How come you don't have anything coming out? Say something to me. Just don't call me names. All right? So let's see. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Right there. Right? It says you're muted. Unmute. Are you there?
Unmute myself. There.
Perfect. There you go.
There you go. All right.
You know what? You're doing what I always do.
I'm a conservative woman.
Yeah. You're doing what I always do. I never press the button. I always screw up. Anyhow, okay, so Susan Swift is a lawyer, author, actor, and one of the conservative mothers. She dedicated to saving civilization. Man, that's a big job.
It is. You know? And we all need to do it.
Yeah, well, it's true. We do all need to get involved. And you are now another victim in a very large pile that's not going to stop anytime soon. You've been locked out of Twitter now for about 14 days. I mean, Candace Owens, myself, and many others, I've had pages pulled as well. So what mortal sin did you do that caused them to lock you out?
Well, you mean other than, you know, being a conservative and speaking my mind and posting things. I'm calling it the Twitter conservative quarantine because that's what they're doing. They're just silencing everything.
We'll have none of that. Okay.
It could have been that I have these little books that I wrote for children, which are good guys with guns for kids. It introduces children to the good guys with guns. And so they don't like that because this is pro-gun kid book.
No, you can't. There's no such thing as a pro-gun kid book.
Sure is. I wrote them. It might also be because this is my most recent book. Kevin Fobbs and I wrote Shut Your Mouth, How the Left Plays the Race Card to Silence Conservatives. That's just brand new. And it goes through, and it's very cutting edge. It's got all kinds of original memes in it, and it explains terms that, you know, that the younger generation know not to say because they grew up in the schools. They know you're not allowed to say certain things if you're white. But you and I might not know all of the terms. So I did all the research, and we've got it in there. It's got a zillion different terms, and there's even racist food.
Yeah, it gets crazy after a while because I just got something taken down because my whole Vimeo channel was taken away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know why? Because I simply asked the question, in a corona feed situation, I mean a corona vaccine situation, would you take it? Would you allow them to force you? And
right.
They said that I was spreading false information. And that's
well,
why
I would just answer, my body, my choice.
Oh, well, see, you could get away with that. I couldn't get away with that.
Right. We're supposed to mandate. Now we're all supposed to just accept exactly what the government thinks is best, right?
Right.
But you try that on abortion. Try to tell a woman, no, you can't abort this child. No, that can't happen. Anyway, but yeah, you're right. So yeah, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed because you're conservative. So they took down your entire Vimeo, all your videos?
Oh, yeah. They took down almost 3 years worth of videos and, And it was a warning one day. 8 days later, it was another warning. And then the next thing, thing you know, it was like, we're done with you. Okay? It was really that simple for them.
Wow. Well, yeah. The only thing I can think of on Twitter for me, and I did not get any warning. I didn't get a hand slap or you're going to be suspended for a couple of days.
Right.
Nothing. No emails. Yeah. I got nothing. The only thing that I think... I don't know, maybe something happened, I don't know if I got hacked, but what happened is just days before, my husband and I like to post fun memes. My husband thought of a really good one. I think I sent it to you if you want to put it up there, but it's a very simple one. It was on the day that Barack Obama decided to endorse Joe Biden for president. And it's very simple. It's got a great picture of Barack and Joe sitting there. And it simply says, I'm endorsing you, Joe, or Obama. And then under Biden's face, it says, for what? Which is making, obviously, the play on in his senility, let's face it. So that went crazy viral. crazy right. people were, you know, taking it, copying it, removing my little branding mark, sharing it all over. Some of the white checks or the blue checks, whichever you call them on Twitter, they were sharing it. Dinesh D'Souza shared it. Just all kinds of people. It went everywhere. And I posted it just an hour or two afterwards on my Facebook, and it got over 200,000 shares on that. So maybe that's what it was. That do you think? That's why they might have shut me down?
Because you made, fun of Uncle Joe, the, the real, I don't know, he's a real creep, Uncle Creepy Joe, you know?
Creepy touchy. Let me give you a massage.
Yeah. No, thank you. That's okay. I'll wait. No, but is it funny how they can say anything they want about Trump? They can say anything they want about any of our people, really, if you think about it. And that's okay, and it's acceptable, and they do it on a regular basis. But you do it or I do it, and it's a mortal sin. You know, they want to tar and feather you, right?
Right. And but they're also acting, I mean, these huge companies, Facebook, Twitter, they're acting like the public square now. I know it's their private site. I get that. But they've crossed the line into becoming a publisher so that they're editing, you know, they're editing people's views. And I don't know if you can do that. But well, look what they did to Candace Owen. I mean, just absolutely shut her down. And you too. And you are very prominent, conservative, outspoken member of the media. And you know what? If they can silence all of us, I mean, what's left?
And they will, you know as well as I do, they will. They'll do everything they can to keep us from getting the message out. They're not interested in, I won't say helping us, but they're sure as heck not interested in allowing us to put it. Listen, if our way of thinking is so bad and so wrong, what are they afraid of?
Well, remember Biden was the one that said, you know, we prefer facts over truth. And I forget that exact quote, but they deal in spin, you see. They don't want an alternate view. They don't want us challenging or asking questions, which is really ironic because that is the classic, you know, old-time version of what a liberal education was supposed to be. We're supposed
Got to put it on hold for a second because we're going to go for a break. We believe in capitalism on this show. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Susan Swift is going nowhere. She's going to be with us on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Diego County supervisors are asking the state to allow the region to lift most of the coronavirus restrictions, like swimming in pools and outdoor church services. But Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says it's too soon for them.
We all
feel like, you know, enough is enough. I wish the virus said enough is enough also.
A new analysis finds that some politicians are manipulating data to make it look like coronavirus cases are dropping faster than they are. The Georgia Department of Public Health published a graph that was arranged in descending order rather than chronologically. It made it appear that the decline in infections was smoother than it really was. President Trump says the tests they gave to veterans that declared risks with hydroxychloroquine were created by his enemies. He thinks the drug is safe. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. So listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation and part of the solution. You really do. You just don't spew the party line because they need to sound like they do. And it's the same thing we rail against on a regular basis. Make sure you're informed. You've got the information you need. And then that way there you can, you know, like I always like to say, you're an informed idiot at that point. It works out really well. Susan Swift joins me. She's a lawyer, author, actor, wife of one conservative mother dedicated to saving civilization from the evils of progressivism. Lady, that is a big, big chore. And thanks for doing that.
Somebody's got to do it.
Okay, and your latest book is called, Wow, Shut Your Mouth. How the Left Plays the Race Card to Silence Conservatives. You know what? I've gotten to the point, I've been saying this now, I've been on for a little while, and I've been saying this for a long time. The left has made these terms of no effect. And when I first got on the air, if somebody said, gee, Joe, you really sound like a racist, I would have stopped, I would have listened to my stuff, I would have said, wow, what am I putting out there? Now I go, yeah, okay, whatever. And they've done that, haven't they?
Yeah, there are words you just can't say if you're white, and that's because the liberals have, the dirty little secret is that what the media is doing, the liberal media is doing, is they are conflating the word white with conservatism. Okay, because what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to call conservatism racist. That's what they're trying to do. And so every time they play the race card, the latest race card that they've been playing is the, you know, China virus. If you say that the virus originated in Wuhan and you call it the China virus or the China coronavirus or the any of those things, if you say that, you are a racist. You are a racist. It's like, well, it started there and it came over from there. That's a location, not a race. But it doesn't matter. They brand you as a racist because the game is to silence you. The game is to shut your mouth. And so we Kevin Fobbs and I, wrote a book about it, and we gathered all of the terms that I could find in the Urban Dictionary, all kinds of different places, and also from his experience, because Kevin he was a liberal and he is now conformed. He is a conservative, and he's a black conservative. So that, you know, he grew up and knows what racism is really all about. But the left now is weaponizing speech. to silence everyone. So we wrote a book about it, and it's got all the different terms in it, and it's a lot of fun, and we put in a whole bunch of original memes to mock and ridicule, kind of like, you know, the Saul Alinsky form of ridiculing your opponents, which is what the liberals are so good at. And that's why they don't like humor. They don't like happy warriors. They don't like people who call them on their game and point it out and laugh at them. So, you know, that's why the meme that I put up on Twitter that got so much attention, maybe that was why I'm getting spanked now and I'm in Twitter jail.
It doesn't matter what you, if you're a conservative, I don't know, maybe if you said God bless you, after somebody sneezed, they would pull you off or something.
That's right. That would be a form of hate speech, right?
Yes. I don't know if you heard about the Harvard professor who thinks that homeschooling is now it's conservative Christians now are using it so that their kids don't have to be exposed to an alternative lifestyles and alternative experiences.
Amen. You know? Yes. You've discovered our big secret.
There you go. Just amazing. So you are one of those victims. I love what you call it, the Twitter's conservative quarantine.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. Candace Owen, they're just silencing people. They don't want our facts out there because, as Biden said, they prefer truth over facts.
They all say that. They all say their truth. They need to put another word in there, right? It's our truth over fact because it's really what it boils down to. I mean, my God, look at their team. AOC, Pelosi, Waters, Jackson Lee. What happened to Jackson Lee? Do they have her like in a comatose state somewhere?
I don't know. They don't have a brain among them, really. And it's just it's actually funny that they've got nobody to run but Joe Biden.
God. And you know the beauty is
they're going to have to cheat because he can't go head to head with Trump. If they ever actually have a debate, I think that the Democrats' last hope is that coronavirus continues to keep the shutdown going because they don't want live rallies. They don't want Joe Biden in a room with 25 people versus Trump in stadiums with hundreds of thousands of people. They don't want to see those graphics. And they also don't want to have Trump and Biden on a live stage in front of a live audience in a debate.
Oh, no.
They would rather have, you know, very controlled in media, and you can feed the questions to Biden like they did with Hillary Clinton, right? Kind of tip her off so that he can work on his notes beforehand and stand up there and take off his glasses. Are we live yet? What are we doing? Read his little note cards. I think that's a rough. What do I think? I don't know.
You know, can you see it? Now, Senator Trump has the, the experience to think he wants to be president, then vote for him. Don't vote for me, because, I mean, can you see him
tripping all over himself? They actually are embracing coronavirus, and that's why I think some of these governors in blue states are trying to stretch it out as long as they can, because you remember the one thing that they couldn't touch with Trump at all was the economy. Remember what Bill Clinton said years and years ago? It's the economy, stupid. Remember that?
Yeah,
we have
simple.
Had the best economy ever. Well, and that's what they wanted to shut down. And then they got this gift from China, the coronavirus, to shut everything down.
Yeah.
And that was perfect. And now we're on the brink of maybe property prices destabilizing, all of these things. Everyone's just holding their breath. And we all want to go back to work. We want to save our country. We want to save our families. And they won't let us, especially out here in the People's Republic of California, where you and I live. Gavin Newsom, the rules change every day. I heard you're allowed to play with a mini football, not a real football, but a mini football.
Think about how they're getting with this stuff. You can, the mayor of Los Angeles, you can stand on dry sand, but you can't stand on wet sand.
Right. Because what are you going to do? Are you going to rub your face in the wet sand and get all the microbes in from the wet? What? Or does it come in through your feet? What? You know what this is? What they're doing, because they're hack bureaucrats, right? They're not thinking people. There's a room somewhere in the basement of Mayor Garcetti's office building or in Sacramento where they've got these nudniks, these health people, you know, these bureaucrats who are just thinking through, and in a vacuum, in a very scientific way, theoretically, they're saying, well, if you really wanted to stop the spread of anything, you would do all of these things. And they're right, you know, in a perfect world. And so they form this list, this wish list of how to make the virus die. Remember, first of all, we were only supposed to flatten the curve, right? Now we're putting hospitals out of business because right. we're trying to actually eradicate, I guess, the virus. But in any way, we've got this list, right? And these medical professionals or whomever they are, unelected bureaucrats, they give the list to Garcetti. Now, instead of balancing the interests of the people, which is what a good mayor would do or what, you know, a good governor would do, instead of doing that and saying, okay, well, yeah, we've got to figure all of these things out and balance the needs and the risks, no, they just take exactly what these bureaucrats have handed them, and then they just repeat it. And that's where we're getting the wet sand, dry sand, mini football, no maxi football, whatever. These are because people just came up with this and it just went right up to the top. They're not thinking about it. They're just enacting it because they're also afraid. They don't want to be blamed later if somebody contracts coronavirus from wet sand. How are you going to prove that? Anyway, but this is no one's thinking. We don't have competent legislators in California who are actually thinking through this. We don't have any. Look at Cuomo. He's sending coronavirus patients to the nursing homes.
Right.
I mean, that's a death sentence. That's the one place in America we should be quarantining very, very carefully are the nursing homes, the elder homes, where they're so vulnerable. And yet that clown is shipping them off and forcing them to go. And I read an article where Garcetti is thinking about Gavin Newsom is thinking about doing the same, paying old folks' homes to take coronavirus patients. Ugh. Are you crazy?
Well, wait a minute. He's trying to force them into hotels. Remember, he was talking about the putting coronavirus victims in there and or homeless who may have corona. I mean, first of all, why didn't he open up some of these hotels, some of these state buildings to our VA, you know, veterans that are sleeping in the street? God forbid he should do that. And now he's doing this, and who is it? Garcetti's trying to force the Ritz-Carlton in downtown Los Angeles to take these homeless. You have people that have $1-2 million condos on the top floor. Hey, we got to go for a quick break.
What's wrong with Section 8 housing?
At the Ritz-Carlton. Anyway, Joe Senior, folks, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Back. Don't be seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Listen, if you don't get the show in an area around you, you can always pick up our app off the Apple Store or the Google Store, whatever they're called. If you've got those phones, Android or Apple, you know what to do. Anyhow, you pick it up. You can listen anywhere. You can watch anywhere. You can get involved in the live chat or any of that stuff. And if they're not, look, if there's a local station that doesn't carry the show, call the station manager. Find out why. Say, what's wrong with you people? Why don't you carry the show? If you don't get the answer you're looking for, call me. Let me know. We've picked up 4 or 5 stations since the first of the year because of your calls to local station managers. So I very much appreciate it. Matter of fact, I hope we're not of a dying breed, but we're close to a dying breed. All us conservatives that are on the airwaves and trying to get our message out all over the place, the social justice platforms, I don't know what else you're going to call them, they're platforms trying to squash our message, squelch our message. So radio is the way to go. Podcasting is the way to go if you do it right, and you have to help us get the message out. Susan Swift is a lawyer, an author, actor, wife, and one real conservative mother. She's dedicated to saving civilization from the evils of progressivism. Wait a minute, Susan. What's wrong with being progressive? I mean, don't you like electricity?
what's wrong with science? But the Democrats don't embrace that either.
Now, wait a minute. If you're going to bring facts to the table, they're not going to play. You know that, right?
No, facts don't matter. Only the truth does. Ask Joe Biden.
So you're 14 days in Twilight Zone lockdown. Have they told you... Have they told you when you're going to come back up? Have they given you like a 30-day, or they just said, hey, too bad, we'll let you know?
Twitter, I've done all those things where you know, go and you appeal and you send emails and, you know, you give them, you know, you say, hi, what did I do wrong? I promise I'll never do it again. I'm not even getting a response. nobody's talking to me. Nobody's, you know, but I'm just a little person. So I'm sure they're so busy squashing all the other conservatives, they probably have us on a backlog somewhere. Wow. I really honestly don't know what I did other than post a very viral meme ridiculing and mocking Joe Biden's mental capacity to be president. Because, now, look, we all know that Joe Biden, if he cheats well enough to get elected, he will step aside shortly thereafter, and whoever the vice president he picks, that's the real, you know, the iron fist in the velvet glove.
Well, it's that new model that just entered the race. What's it, Susan Atkins, right? The model, the black, the Georgia, what's her name? The one that ran for Georgia.
Stacey.
Huh?
Stacey?
Stacey, I'm sorry, not Susan.
Yeah, that was. Stacey. And she's mad. She's arguing with him. Like, how come she's not it? I mean, he's already gone and stated that, you know, he's a, you know, misogynist because I'm going to pick a woman. It's like, well, isn't that sexist of you? And aren't you just like self-identifying, or aren't you like dissing their gender choice or whatever? I mean, why can't you pick a transgendered person? I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, like.
So he's going to pick a touchy-feely woman who likes to get, you know, massages and that likes to have her hair smelled or maybe her fingers bitten.
You know, to show you how sick these people really are, right? They've got all kinds of names for Trump, and I mean, I don't care what it is. They've got all these kinds of disparaging names for Trump, and yet here they have a candidate that they're 100% behind. You see him on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. They never question him on anything. He can't stick to the topic. Right? He's being questioned. Now, we only have one woman that's really stepping forward saying, hey, he sexually assaulted me. There's seven more waiting to come forward when they see what happens. And yet he's still their choice. Not a disparaging word about him.
And they said that, well, you know, do you remember the Kavanaugh and the Anita Hill hearings for Clarence Thomas? A woman must be believed. She always tells the truth. We can't question. Now, I've been, you know, in law, I want to find out and I want to test all witnesses. And you have to try to figure out who is telling the truth, and that, you know, that what they say, you know, that's the balance of perjury. That's what a trial is, right? But to automatically assume that one witness is pure as the wind-driven snow because she's a woman, or because he happens to be a nomination for a liberal office, is wrong. But yet that's what they're doing now. The tables have turned. It's not Kavanaugh anymore. We went through that and he was confirmed. And the liberals are still mad about that. They can't stand that, right? And so now that Tara Reid has stepped forward, now it's all, well, I believe you, Tara, but I still have to vote for Biden. So it doesn't matter. They're throwing gender studies under the bus, aren't they? They're throwing the whole Me Too movement under the bus. But
where's Gloria Allred? Doesn't she stick up for all women? Right?
Good question. You should ask her on the show. Hey, Gloria, where are you? Why aren't you defending, you know, Tara Reid? That's an excellent question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it because, again, they are for everybody. And, I mean, she is for every woman. Excuse me. Oh, you mean right, left-leaning women. All right, I got confused. I'm sorry.
Yes, only lefty women, only those who like aborting babies, and only those who will put up with getting your hair smelled and getting massaged and fondled and maybe even sexually assaulted, all for the glory of the Democrat Party. That's it. I mean, look, and who is their model for all of this? Hillary Clinton, who stood by her man for God knows how many years while he was diddling everything in Arkansas.
You know,
and that was okay. That was okay.
She didn't just stand by him, okay? She victim-shamed those women. Can you imagine any of us sticking up for Trump if we heard or knew that he had did something to a woman? I mean, he did it. He was a serial sexual assaulter, and yet she never once, she always shamed the women involved.
He shut them up. She was in charge of shutting them up, of the bimbo eruptions. She was going to quiet them. And yet, compared to what Trump did, yeah, he talked some locker room talk, which is still disgusting. Yeah, some men do it, but not all talk like that. So he wanted to grab some little kitty cat, right? That's what he's talking about, right? Okay, yes. And he's talking it, but I don't think he did it. We don't have proof of that, but that was the entire campaign, right?
Oh yeah.
And we had basically a serial rapist in Clinton who, you know, struck a woman in the mouth, bit her, and you know, all those multiple people, you know, Flowers, Jennifer Flowers, all of those women who came forward, and that didn't matter because, you know, he's the good old boy and he's a liberal. That's why. Because they got this close to getting universal health care, Hillary care passed. That's why they stood by him. It's so transparent to see what they're doing.
Oh, and again, if you can't see the double standard, right, that is there, and they think that we're too stupid to see it. Matter of fact, I think some of their rank and file, too, is pulling away a bit and saying, well, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. I mean, between what Joe Biden, going on with Joe Biden, and again, you know, over the years with Hillary Clinton and others, I mean, they were talking about her as possibly a fill-in for Joe. I'm going, what do you people need? How many times do you have to be burned by an open flame to realize that an open flame might just burn your skin? They're not the swift. They are not swift people.
I've been talking to a couple of people, and they're thinking it's going to end up being Klobuchar, because Biden needs the Midwest. He doesn't really need Kamala Harris. He's got California and he's got New York. He's got the parentheticals, if you will. He's got all right. The really, really, you know, staunch liberal states. He needs Pennsylvania and Ohio and Illinois and places like that. And Klobuchar might be the a little more moderate, a little more mature and sober and not as wild-eyed like, say, Warren, you know, Pocahontas. That's what the people are suggesting. Maybe he'll go with Klobuchar. And so that we'll see. Obviously, Stacey Abrams is screaming around and is demanding that she be picked because she's
a black woman. What's wrong with you? We need a woman of color in there.
Woman of color. It's not good enough to have a woman. Nope. Got to have a woman of color. How about a transgender woman or transgender man who identifies as? How about Rachel Dolezal? She's a woman who identifies as a woman of color. Right? She was the one who pretended to be black for years.
Oh, yeah. With white parents.
We talk about her in our book, Shut Your Mouth. We talk about how she's a race faker. That's what she was because she wanted to get power in the Democrat Party.
And Al Sharpton stood by her. Did you notice that? I mean,
it's okay to identify as black so long as you're liberal. But if I were to do that, I would be called all kinds of names, and I'd be called a hypocrite, and I would be attacked if I decided to self-identify as a black woman but be conservative. Like, you know, like Candace Owen is she's the Trump card.
Oh.
No pun intended, but she a black conservative woman is almost untouchable, right?
Yeah, and more black women, black people are stepping forward, and they're getting their head handed to them. I mean, seriously, it's crazy. It's okay, you got to tell people where they can find it because we're up against it.
Well, okay, I'm hopefully going to be unblocked on Twitter. I'm at Real Susan Swift if they ever give me back my Twitter. You can go to SusanSwift.net, which is my website, and I'm on Facebook, Real Susan Swift. If you want to get the book, it's ShutYoMouth.com. That'll get you there. And I'm on Amazon with the books Good Guys with Guns at Home, Good Guys with Guns Abroad. And those are pro-gun books for kids, for little kids.
Yeah. And we should have more of those. Hey, Susan, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. Sorry for the technical issues we were having early on. Hey, people, have a blessed rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We're going to be here all week. Hopefully you'll be with us. God bless. We'll catch you later.